I'm joined by our correspondent in Sana'a, Tom Finn. What's the latest, Tom?
Well, you might be able to hear in the distance the gunfire that's going on in Sana'a. There's clashes that are taking place between the Hashid, which is the most powerful tribe in Yemen, and central security forces. I'm kind of, I'm a good distance away, but you can still hear the bullets and heavy explosions that have been going on, for a couple of hours now. It's basically what I've been told. You can't get anywhere near the area, but what I've been told is it's central security forces who are attacking the residents of this tribal leader called Sadiq al-Ahmar. And he's the leader of this tribe, and he's declared his support for the opposition. So this broke out yesterday, and tribal mediators apparently were able to calm things down over the night. But this violence has renewed again. It's definitely a worrying sign. Lots of people around me, kind of ducking around and looking very worried about this. A lot of people are kind of banging the drum of civil war. I'm not sure if it's quite reached that stage yet. It's still kind of a conflict, a tribal conflict, essentially. It doesn't really involve, any of the protesters or, any of the opposition who are camping out at Chain Square.
But as you say, it sounds extremely sort of violent there. Why is it important to sort of play down this talk of civil war?
Well, because actually this sort of fighting, at least within the tribes, has happened before in Yemen on numerous occasions, and it hasn't led to civil war. When you have these conflicts within tribes, there's often a very good mediation mechanism which is able to kind of swiftly sort out the problem. But clearly, you don't want to downplay it. It's serious. It's gunfire and heavy explosions, which you can hear in the background, which are going on in the capital. And during this time, with President Saleh, refusing to step down and, this mounting political crisis, it is a big deal. It's just, at the moment, it's not involving any of, the thousands of protesters. It's purely a tribal conflict, as far as I can understand.
And this tribe is the one that the president belongs to, is that right?
That's right. It's not the biggest, but it's the most powerful tribe in Yemen. So within that tribe, there are lots of, smaller subdivisions. So the fact that President Saleh is from this tribe isn't much significant in itself. There's hundreds of thousands of people that are members of this tribe. It's more the fact that the person he's fighting with is, incredibly powerful and comes from a very powerful family called the Ahmar family. These seven brothers who, hold a lot of weight, militarily and military, in Yemen. You can hear the gunfire now is kind of escalating in the background. It's a mixture of machine gunfire, but also heavy mortar, explosion. You can't see any, you can see a sort of vague smoke rising up, in the distance, but, it's impossible to get anywhere closer. It's kind of a complete, dead area. There's no one around, and it's all cordoned off. But now I'm hearing, gunshots, it's not in just one place anymore. I can hear them, off to the right and off to the left. So it's clearly not something which is just isolated to one area. It's certainly a cause of concern, definitely.
Can you hear shelling as well? We've heard gunfire over the phone line, but what about shelling?
Yeah, there's some intermittently you hear sort of deep, deep sounding explosions, which it's hard to tell if it's shelling, but you've got the crackle of gunfire, but then also every 5 minutes a kind of a heavy explosion, which suggests that they're also using heavier artillery. Yesterday there were rumours that the Interior Ministry had been fired on by these tribesmen with anti-aircraft missiles. And it is dangerous in the sense that there's a lot of arms is the problem, This kind of fighting could go on for hours and days, and they wouldn't run out of armoury, Yemen is the second most armed country in the world, and it is stockpiled full of guns. So certainly from that perspective it is worrying.
Is there a suspicion that President Saleh is manipulating this to sort of justify his existence or position in some way?
Certainly that's the story that is being told amongst protesters. People were expecting him to step down on Sunday for the third time, and he didn't. And he warned of the prospect of civil war and of Al Qaeda, as he has been doing. And sure enough, the next day, this sort of violence broke out. So certainly there is the suspicion that, this could be the work of the president, saying, look, if you get rid of me, this is what's going to happen. Here's a taster of what you're going to see. But, I mean, it's impossible to get at those assertions, especially is the fact that you can't even get close to the area. So no one really knows, what the spark was to ignite conflict. Whether it's just an assault by the government or whether or not, whether or not it's a kind of a long-lasting tension that's just broken out. It's really difficult to tell at the moment.
And we've got reports that the news agency, the state news agency, was hit. Can you verify that?
No, I can verify that yesterday that the National Airline office was hit by a missile, and that hundreds of journalists were trapped inside the state news agency. I don't think it was actually hit. You can hear now that firing in the background. But basically, all the buildings in this area, in the eastern part of the capital, are completely empty now. A lot of government buildings have apparently been damaged in this conflict. The danger is that it spreads. It's contained at the moment mainly the eastern part of the capital. But the fear is that it's going to spread its way throughout the city. So that's the worry at the moment.
What's the latest on casualties?
Say that again?
The latest on the casualty figures.
Again, it's really difficult to know because even the hospitals, are refusing to let journalists in at the moment. But what I'm hearing at the moment is that at least 10 soldiers were killed yesterday and two Somalian passers-by, two civilians. The military have not been releasing any figures about how many of their soldiers are dying. It's not like the attacks on protests. You just can't get close to the area, so it's really difficult to get information about how many people are dying. But it's seriously, it's certainly heavy conflict, and people are hoping that it's going to be solved soon, and that tribal leaders will be able to step in.
Are you safe there?
Yeah, I'm going to move out of here now. So I'll speak to you later on.
Okay, take care.
Okay, take care.
Bye. Bye.